here's a story from The World.
A landmark ruling in Greece today, marking the end of a 5.5-year trial against members of a neo-Nazi organization. The Golden Dawn rose from a fringe group to become the third largest political party in the Greek parliament. People affiliated with the party have targeted migrants, activists, and political opponents. Today, several of the group's leaders and members were found guilty of a series of crimes, including operating as a criminal organization. The World's Lydia Emanuelidou has more from Athens.
Activists started gathering outside the courthouse early in the morning. Some had on shirts that said Black Lives Matter and Refugee Lives Matter. Others wore face masks that said Put Nazis in Jail. Many in the crowd were members of migrant and other communities that, for years, were violently attacked and harassed by Golden Dawn and their supporters. They held banners that said Nazis out and chanted, Not in Athens, not anywhere. Crush the fascists in every neighborhood. By the time the ruling started coming in, around noon local time, more than 15,000 people were packed into the street in front of the courthouse. One organizer said it was the biggest anti-fascist gathering in decades. Petros Kostadinou, a prominent activist with the organization United Movement Against Racism and Fascism, stands on a platform and delivers news of the rulings as he gets them. A Golden Dawn member has been found guilty of murdering Pavlos Fissas, a Greek anti-fascist activist and rapper. Fissas, whose stage name was Killa P, was fatally stabbed in 2013. Next, several members are found guilty of attempting to murder a group of Egyptian fishermen in 2012 and for assaulting members of the Greek Communist Party trade union in 2013. The most highly anticipated decision comes last. The court rules that Golden Dawn was operating as a criminal organization. Those at the top are found guilty of leading it and its members guilty of participating in it. People start to cry and hug each other. For many, it's closure, an end to a painful and scary chapter in the country's recent history. But the celebration is cut short. Police throw tear gas into the crowd after clashing with some protesters. Some speculated that it was Golden Dawn supporters, disguised as protesters, who provoked the police to get them to disperse the crowd. We haven't independently verified that claim. People panic and run away, but later, activists recongregate further down the road. I catch up with Petros Kostadinou, the activist, later. We won, he tells me. Kostadinou witnessed the rise of the Golden Dawn up close. In 2011, both he and a man named Nikolaos Michaloliakos were elected to the Athens City Council. Michaloliakos is Golden Dawn's founder and leader. In 2012, his organization got seats in the Greek parliament. Amid an economic and later a migrant crisis, Golden Dawn grew to be the third largest party in Greece. Infighting, investigations, a media boycott, and a public backlash led to the party's demise. And now, Michaloliakos is one of the people convicted and facing jail time. Michalis Economakos, a 29-year-old blogger, says today's decision is historic, but by no means marks the end. He says, we won a huge battle, but the war against fascism is just beginning. Because there are lots of other countries where neo-Nazi factions and apologists, far-right groups and extremists have made it into the mainstream. Germany, Italy, Hungary are just some examples here in Europe. America is another, he adds. You have a president giving nods to white supremacist groups, police violence against black and brown people. He says that is part of this continuing fight, too. For The World, I'm Lydia Emanuelidou in Athens, Greece.